Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the next superstar, Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well,
Good.
For some reason, I just a couple hours ago got a little bit of hoarseness, but that's just I don't know, this weird weather changes and this and that. I'm feeling perfectly fine. How you been feeling?
I'm good. It's cool in the mornings, it's warm in the afternoons, and so your body's, you know, it's in that transition period. Everybody's seen sinuses act up and all that stuff.
I'm transitioning from young to elderly. That's my transition.
Well, I am too, but I'm just a little bit behind you in the life is like a Pez dispenser. I'm like four or five rings under you. I'll probably go first, but still, we're just the Pez in the Pez dispenser.
I like that analogy.
That's what I've always said. Yeah, we're just waiting on when it just gets a little scary when you start seeing the lid open up at the top and it's taking somebody else. You're like, whoa, I'm getting closer to the top.
That is part of other people's mortality. It does bring it to the surface more,
man,
for us.
When
you're 20 and your great-grandparent dies, it really doesn't affect your mortality feelings because they're so far removed from you. But when you're 50 and your 60-year-old friend dies, or you're 65 and your 65-year-old friend dies, and there's more than one of those, it can send an alarm into the home front.
My grandmother died when she was 94. She was awesome. She was one of the toughest ladies I ever met. She's part of that generation that's just so tough. But she had great sayings. One, she would tell people, "You're all foam and no beer," which was one of my favorite sayings. But I asked her one day, we were just been talking, she was probably in her late 80s, and I said something about her best friend, because she said her best friend. I go, "Well, how old's your best friend?" She goes, "I think Margaret's 71, and grandma was 88, I think, at the time." And I go, "Well, she's kind of young compared to you." She goes, she looked at me, she goes, "None of my original friends or family are left, Bubba." And I was like, I said, "Does that bother you?" She goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, how do you move on?" She goes, "What choice do you got? You can be happy in what you got. I love my friends now." She goes, "I'm fortunate. I've had three or four good sets of best friends." And I was like, well, that perspective, you know.
I like that.
Yeah.
And again, it is, you know, that sometimes I read from the Stoic stuff. And being a Stoic is being realistic with life and also understanding that, you know, hard times are going to be part of life. It isn't. We don't get here with a free ride, and we certainly are, very few people have a charmed life. And if they do, they're actually cursed because they're charmed and they don't become resilient. They don't understand the true feelings of happiness, joy, and contentment unless you have the opposite, which is suffering. And it just brings to light, I probably enjoy my life more now than I ever have in 65 years. Despite the fact I've got, you know, as all people, some pretty hard stories to tell. And I wouldn't trade them for anything because they were the ones who taught me lessons. They really were.
Yeah. You know, I think I've brought this up before on the radio show, but there's a study from the Biosphere. I think it was Biosphere 2, 20 or 30 years ago, about the trees. The trees that grew in Biosphere grew quick. They grew healthy. They looked beautiful, but they fell over. The reason they fell over is they didn't develop good, solid root systems. One of the reasons is there's no wind. And in order for the trees to be strong, they have to develop strong roots, which can only come from adversity and conflict. And in life, that's the reason I know that a lot of folks like myself and you, of course, you put yourself through the challenges in the gym, getting up early, the cold and the heat contrast, those things that toughen us up. So when life hits us with the winds, we don't topple over.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that now, and I certainly wasn't it when I was younger. I truly, my philosophy of life younger was, let's make as much as we can to create a comfortable life so that everything's soft. I can just relax. I don't have to push myself, and everything can be served to me. And in fact, I would be like the tree. I would become weaker and weaker. And I mean, just look at the comparison of what we used to get as medical advice after surgeries, knee surgeries, hip surgeries, rest. We need to be easy on you. We don't want to be rough. Well, even the medical field understands that adversity and is helpful because they get you out of the bed the first day.
Oh, yeah. I had hit my hip replacement. I was walking within 24 hours. They had me up the next day like, all right, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, what? They're like, let's go. And I was walking down the hallway.
Yep. And that's what the body needs. That's what it wants. That's what it craves. In fact, I did a podcast on how to be your own superhero on theholisticnavigator.com. And on there, again, I use the word hormesis. Hormesis is a kind of a medical word, and it explains that if you push an organism near its limit but not past it, it always strengthens itself in most cases. And what that means is, that's why I go to cryogenics when I did and subject myself to minus 160 degrees. That's why I try to hold my breath for 3 minutes and 1 second last month. That's why I try to sit in the sauna for 25 minutes. In fact, later today, I want to do a little talk about the sauna and its benefit, the massive benefit. That's why intermittent fasting works. That's because throughout nature, if you look at all creatures, all cultures, all parts of history, they're all riddled with easy times and then very hard times and famine times and plague times. And all of these things will strengthen the society as a whole if you are prepared somewhat and if you do the right things during it. And as long as you don't cross the line of significant damage. And that's why people who run from being uncomfortable are really dooming themselves, because the pushing is very important, and to push you need discipline. So if you want to hear all about that, go to The Holistic Navigator and go to How to Be Your Own Superhero.
Yeah, well, and you know, very rarely on any day is your mind and body in complete sync, and that's why I think it's important, because you force your mind. Some days you may have to force your mind to get up and go work out, or get up and go for the run, or get in the sauna, or get in that cold bath. And then some days your mind's like, I'm ready. And you got to talk your body into it. And that's where you it's good that there's that push and pull. And that's also why what rest days are so important. Because once you tear yourself down a little bit, you got to give yourself time to build and get that strength back.
But you do. You can't keep tearing down. You have to have, like, everything in nature. I mean, even color, you know, from black and white to hot to cold to fearful and joyful. Everything has this opposites of polarities. It's polarities. And polarities are what build the spirit, build the body, build the health. And often, even though I use the analogy of the surgery, that is very accepted. But a lot of parts of traditional medicine does not believe in that, which is, if you're sick with a virus, you support the body maybe for comfort and nutrition, but you have to allow it to go through its paces. One of those is fever. Mm-hmm. Fever is so healthy to us. That is why God, nature, whoever put that into us, was to burn something out. Your regular cells do very well at 102 degrees temperature, but you know what? Viruses don't. They don't like it. They start dying. Bacteria starts dying. So it's a perfect scenario. It's kind of like putting the dry heat sauna within yourself. It destroys it better than an antibiotic does, because it doesn't hurt your own tissues. And so it's just one of those honoring the ancient wisdom and primal cultures of our past. And I did a great podcast yesterday that won't be posted for 3 weeks with a lady named, her last name is Vitali, Lynn Vitali, and she's a certified nutritionist and an Ayurvedic, which is an Indian philosophy of health. It's been around for almost 5,000 years, and it has to do with creating balance to create health. And she has some wonderful insights on this ancient wisdom of healing. And I want to make sure that I recommend people listen to that. It was one of those podcasts, and you know this better than I, because you are, at least for this area, I think you're a podcast king, because you've done so many. You're excellent at it. You know how to think on your feet. And sometimes, you know, when you go into a podcast, you got some notes, maybe you got some mental thoughts, some notes, but you never know for sure where it will head. And then all of a sudden you got one, it's like, dang, that was good. Yeah. We never thought about, I never felt it was going to go this direction. But at the end of it, you were like, this is something that's a keeper. Well, that's what I feel about this one, talking about our health and how we're connected to the earth, the rhythms of the earth, and why we are not healthy any longer.
You know, the reason some of those best podcasts or radio shows are just conversations when you're in the store. Is when you realize you did a whole podcast and you didn't look at your notes. Because I have notes and questions for every podcast, but the really good ones, I'll look down and go, it was a conversation. I never hardly looked at my notes because it was so organic and one thing led to the other and it was just that push and pull. So I look forward to hearing that one. I like a good podcast.
And what is the name of your podcast?
During the Break podcast or Dayfire podcast, either one of those.
And what kind of stuff do you have on there?
During the Break is more cultural. I do put out my short. Every morning I try to put out some coaching things because I do sales and business coaching. But at least 2 to 4 times a week I have people on, whether it's entertainment, business, politics, you name it. I bring them on. We talk about their life, their stories. And it's super fun. And then on Dayfire, it's about adventures in the great outdoors all around the world. Some folks that are just weekend warriors chasing waterfalls, but a lot of people who are doing some crazy stuff. We have guys that's got a documentary on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. We've had Olympians on. It's just Dayfire. It's Dawson Wheeler that used to own Rock Creek Outfitters. So, yeah.
I've been on with him a couple times.
Yes, you have. Yeah, absolutely. We talked about nutrition.
Great, great guy. All right. Well, I've got some cool notes. And, of course, again, it may go another direction, but I want to talk about some couple places I've been eating, because you know I always find people are frustrated with the fact that they kind of have a mental kind of bumper sticker in their head that says it's you can't really be healthy if you eat out. Well, that's completely wrong. You can be healthy, I won't say perfect food, but you can make health happen by eating out. And I want to talk about the two places I've been eating lately that both are very reasonably priced, very excellent, and most people do not know about either of these places. You probably have been to both, but I'm only guessing that. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. Well, it is time to take a break. We can come back and we'll talk about restaurants to eat at. Plus, I got a little note on tequila, which I always have to talk about. One of my best friends is tequila.
Tequila, Mr. Tequila.
Yeah, so that plus more to come as we continue for the PhD of East Ridge, coming up on Joe Rogan's on his tail.
Yeah, fast. He doesn't even know it.
No, he doesn't. I'm going to send him an email because he's going to have to regroup soon.
I send him a message once a month, by the way, to come on my podcast.
Oh, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should. All right. Well, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
OptimizeU Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner buddy Clint Powell, and said in the first segment, I want to talk about a couple places I've been eating.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to speak too much about that. People can get tired of just restaurant recommendations, but the thing is, it's very important to have in your mindset every morning, in a general sense, what are you going to eat and where you're going to eat if you're going to eat out? Because doing it on the spur of the moment, generally, especially with friends, when they say, let's run over here, let's run over there. If you want to be a truly healthy person, you have to be, I won't say super connoisseur, but you have to be particular about where you go. There are most places you can find some healthy options. A few you can't find any, but the two I'm going to mention are two that I've been regularly eating at. And every time I mention the first one, and I've mentioned it to you before, Clint, I always get a hesitation and a like, what? Ed Jones eats at Bud's?
Well, oh, yeah.
Bud's right here on Brainerd Road, right across from Brainerd Village. Been in business longer than I have. I've been in business since 1979. I think they opened in 77, I think. And so that's a lot of years, I think 45. And yes, when you go in there, they have a smoking section, one of the few places left on earth.
Yeah.
But you go to the left-hand dining room, they have no smoking section. And so I go in there once a week, and during lunch, they have about six really good vegetables. They actually get veggies during the summer from the Amish, and they have just a good array of very unhealthy foods and a small array of very healthy foods. I would get a hamburger patty by itself with broccoli and coleslaw. I don't eat the breads. I don't eat the cornbread. I don't drink the Cokes. So I would have an unsweet tea if it's lunch, and then I would just move on from there. And it's just a wonderful place, and it's very reasonable in price.
Their meats and threes are awesome. I love Bud's, always have. By the way, there's another restaurant that I found that does not even have a can opener. They use fresh vegetables. That's Zarzar's. I'm a big fan of Zarzar's.
Really?
That's downtown. Dixie's a friend of mine. I had him on the podcast during the break. We talked about, you know, he was in the musical group Alabama. He traveled with Luther Vandross and Neil Young, and he's been did Riverbend for a long time. But he, you know, it's the oldest 106-year-old restaurant, second oldest in the state of Tennessee. And he said, you know, we don't own can openers there, man. It's all our vegetables are fresh.
You're kidding me.
That's what he says. And now, I eat there quite a bit.
Like what vegetables do they have?
Green beans, pinto beans, turnip. They have good. Have you ever eaten? Have you never had Zarzar's?
I have never eaten at Zarzar's.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's down close to the Mountain View. What's the Mountain View dealerships down there off 20th Street? Is it 20th Street?
Okay.
Close to the UTC football stadium.
So at lunch, I'll be there.
Go in lunch, and they're. They get a different menu every day. I'll hook you up before you leave today.
Do that, and perfect. So kind of burned out. The other restaurant I'm eating at, I do once a week. I've been doing it for years. Is Mongolian Grill in Brainerd Village. You like it?
Yes. I hadn't eaten there in a while.
Here's why
since COVID,
I love it.
But I love it.
Because one is, I think everything they have, you walk in and you fill your own bowl with the foods that you want. You hand it to the cook and you tell them what kind of sauce you want, whether you want rice on it, you want brown rice, white rice, or you want cabbage. And they will cook it, and then they bring it to your table. But what I love about it is most everything is fresh. Mm-hmm. You don't see things coming out, again, of a can. And I think most of them are not frozen. They are freshly delivered. They chop up the cucumbers. They chop up all the zucchinis and the broccolis and everything and the cabbage. And I can make my food just as perfect as I want, which is always high protein and always full of colorful vegetables.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it doesn't have enough fat. So I bring my olive oil, like I always do, and I'll pour 1 to 2 tablespoons of healthy fat on that. And it is digests well. It sits well with me and does extremely fine as far as my macros, protein, fats, and carbs.
Okay, do you get white rice, brown rice, or cabbage?
I do half order of brown rice, and I still leave half of what is in there just because Monday through Friday I'm eating about 60 carbs, and on weekends I would probably eat the whole thing because I eat more carbs. But during the week, I limit myself because that's part of the budget.
See, I would have thought you'd go cabbage.
I would, but honestly, I already put cabbage on the top of it.
Okay.
And I don't really like the way they make it, so I put the fresh cabbage, and it's cooked into that. And I always tell them light on the soy sauce, and I don't eat the soup because it has MSG in it.
Yeah.
And speaking of MSG, I went out. I've been starting these little Instagram videos that are going to Publix, and I kind of – we got the eyeball last time at Publix from three managers, and so we know better than to go back. And so we went to Walmart because they're clueless. They don't have an idea of.
Well, they don't have anybody working there. You got to check yourself out there. I'm waiting for my paycheck from them. Holy mackerel!
Really, you have to check yourself out.
Oh, most. Have you not checked yourself out at Walmart lately?
No, I've not been there except the few days.
Just next time you go to do one of those, look as you leave. There, it's all checkout now. Self checkouts.
All of it.
I think there's maybe two.
Wow.
Two registers now. When I went, anyway, I digress. But yeah. And then they want to check my receipt as I'm leaving. I'm like, I did all the work. You don't trust me. You should train me better. What the heck? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we went to Walmart. My great little photographer, Cody, great staff member doing all the work on the Instagram. And then Brian Strickland is the one who does it on all the other videos on the podcasting. And so what I did this week was on coffee creamers. And how despicably unhealthy they are in most cases, because what they're doing is they're using an FDA loophole. If any of us are into health, you may remember the big controversy on trans fat.
Uh-huh.
Well, unhealthy fats is more dangerous than cigarettes. And what are unhealthy fats? They're actually vegetable oils, sunflower, canola, oils that all restaurants are using to cook many of their foods. It is completely destroying our health, from macular degeneration to increased cancer rates, increased inflammation. And so there's only a few healthy fats. Organic butter, olive oil, coconut oil, lard is actually healthy. I really believe in those kind of stable fats. Well, what I did was, because the FDA has a loophole, they've actually allowed trans fats, which killed tons of people in this country, because it does. I mean, even the government recognized the danger of trans fats, so they banned them. But what they did is they left a loophole. So as long as the serving size is less than a certain amount, they don't have to list trans fats, which means it's legal. Well, because coffee creamers use a tablespoon instead of 4 ounces, they got by with it. And coffee creamers, many of them are using nothing but trans fat, which means it's extremely unhealthy. What is healthy is half and half. Organic half and half is the ultimate creamer. And yes, it has fat in it, but it's very healthy fat, in my opinion. Secondly, the other food I did, which I did not realize, my daughter, Katie, who has a great Facebook site called Earth Conscious Mama that educates young mothers on who want to be pregnant and who have had babies on how to be healthier. It's on Facebook. It's a private group. All you got to do is click a few questions. You get signed up. But she said, Dad, you got to check out Doritos. Well, I figured Doritos, all the corn, the kind of potato chips are the same. No, Doritos is the biggest scam in this country because about the seventh ingredient is MSG. Well, they use MSG in animal studies to make animals fat. That's just clearly done because MSG makes you fat. Secondly, it is a type of neurotransmitter, so it is addictive to your brain. The more Doritos you eat, the more Doritos you crave.
That's okay. Real quick, you know how I know that's true? The back of it says how many servings.
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of crap. The one serving of Doritos is the bag. You know what I'm saying? It's addictive. Oh. I can't stop eating them. Once I put a Dorito in my mouth,
it's true.
Oh God, I gotta be honest. I don't eat Doritos much anymore. But once you start eating a bag, it's like Pringles and Doritos. 5 Doritos, 10 Doritos, whatever. I stack them up like Oreo cookies and shove them into my pie holes, what I do. But continue on with telling me how bad they are for me, sir.
I mean, and several of the ingredients are even outlawed in most other countries, like the red dyes and the yellow dyes that are outlawed. To have MSG in a chip at a seventh ingredient list is dangerous. It's just literally dangerous. And you're basically, they're making you a slave. They're making you a victim. You're a prostitute to the Doritos company is what you are. And they're the pimp. And so they're pimping you out.
I have not had Doritos in about 6 months.
Yeah.
But now that you've said this, every time I eat them, I'll feel guilty. I'm probably still going to eat them every now and then, but no, I'll feel guilty.
You can eat other bad food that are less bad. You want less bad.
Hey, I put in my coffee, I've said this before, but I put from your store, the extra virgin coconut oil, or the coconut stuff. That's my creamer.
That's good.
That's why, because it adds sweetness to it.
Substance.
And a little bit of the good fat stuff.
Well, you know, using the bulletproof coffee recipe is of course using MCT oil or coconut oil.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And or butter, and you put it in coffee and you blend it, and then I usually have to reheat it because the blending cools it down. But that gives you a lot of energy, sustained energy, won't drop you off with the caffeine drop off, and I love bulletproof coffee. Now I will have to brag: Nutrition World did win best of the best, three categories: weight loss and health, nutrition, and health coaching. So we are very proud of our staff. I think this is, 12 or 13 years. One single year, due to some screwball reason, Fresh Market took us out of the category. So I can't say we've won 14 years in a row, because that screwball year just messed us up.
99.99% of the years. The last 14 years. Yeah. Hey, but you know what, too? I just shout out to your place. It looks great.
Thank you.
It looks fantastic. You had a little bit of a makeover.
Had a big makeover. A great lady named Dawn Totty, T-O-T-T-Y, has remodeled us on three occasions. This is our third big one. And she is a genius, and she has a vision unlike anybody else. When she first came, my daughter Katie called her back and said, I think it's time for an exterior remodel, because every 7 years in business, the statistics are very, very clear on this. You need to remodel, or else you're going to start sliding downward. Mm-hmm. Because the subconscious of the mind is where most of our decisions actually come from. We think it's a conscious level. It's not.
Yeah.
We're being pushed by our ego, which is a lot of it's on the subconscious. And so when you walk out of a business and they haven't done anything for years and years, and somebody else opens, there's an invitation to your subconscious to go to the new place because it's fresh. Well, ours is fresh again because Dawn Totty has done the miracle work that she does do. And so look her up on the internet, Dawn, D-A-W-N-T-O-T-T-Y, interior design. And but it is... I'm very proud, but I was also very, very scared at first when she presented the idea, because it's radical. And I'm like, this looks like it could be maybe a strip club.
No, it looks classy.
No, yeah. When I first heard the idea,
and
because I have no visionary skills, I was just like going nuts with it. And then, but I just love what she did, and I'm very, very, very proud of that. And I, we had a wonderful health fair, had a tremendous amount of people, and just real happy with just everything. I could not be more pleased as an entrepreneur. My daughter will carry on the legacy when I get my other leg in the grave. I got one leg in the grave, but when I get the second one, then she can carry on.
You're just running in circles now, man. Just one leg's in a goal, and you're just running in circles.
Like a dog chasing its
tail. That's right.
Got to talk about my tequila 1 second. Again, to remind people, and I don't want to say things too often, but then sometimes, I can't expect saying it twice gets around. But I did a podcast on NutritionW.com. You go to the YouTube and type in Nutrition World and just scroll back to the ratings of the 10 different alcohols are as far as your health. I rated them from the best to the worst. Well, the worst is wine and beer. Absolutely. I had 14 different reasons for both of them that are very solid and very credible. That's why when you drink wine, you often feel terrible, the histamines, the pesticides, the GMOs, the this, the that. And then beer is often moldy. It's made with the grains. We have a lot of immune reactions. What is the best? It is tequila. But I read this yesterday, and I was never thought of this. Without bats, there is no tequila, because tequila comes from agave, and bats are the animal that pollinates agave plants. So that was a new tip for me. Did not know that.
There you go.
And again, it's that synergy between nature and soil and foods, and which all goes back to us. We have to respect nature, because that is the nature's pharmacy comes from nature, and that we have to have this. We have to protect some of these things, animals, and not just blatantly go in and destroy them.
I tell you what you should start doing, though. You should start going back to and say, who was the first person that invented tequila from that? That's what I want to know. Who looks at something and goes, I wonder what that tastes like.
I know.
That's what I want to know.
That
first person is the bravest person on planet Earth. That's the heroes of the world that go.
There you go.
We're going to give that a shot.
Hey,
same thing with cow's milk. I want to know. I want to go, well, somebody drink that.
Who decided to pull on an udder of a cow?
Listen, I don't know. That's a different podcast. But every time we get back to this, the Genesis, I go, whoever was the first to put that drink together or that food, that's the person.
Well, now keep in mind how many idle hours our people had thousands of years ago. They didn't have much to do after they found food and they had sex with their girlfriend, their cave woman, and they pooped and peed. I mean, what else were they going to do?
They're fighting off tigers. They got to eat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there weren't that many tigers.
There's not. Yeah, there were. How do you know?
Hey, you got a little read there.
We doing that now?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, I have a message.
I changed my mind.
I have a message for my friends, excuse me, at CHI Memorial Hospital. 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in her lifetime. CHI Memorial Mary Ellen Locher Breast Centers offer softer mammograms to ensure you are comfortable. All Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center locations, including Chattanooga, Hickson, Ottawa, and Ringo, offer traditional mammography and 3D mammography, also known as tomosynthesis. That's a technology which improves visibility and cancer detection in women who have dense breasts. Early detection saves lives. Call 423-495-4040.
Thank you, Clint. And it is time to take another break. We come back. I've got some other cool notes that I think you'll enjoy. And one of them is took a survey of nurses, and they actually gave some really good solid advice on how to pick the right physician for your healthcare. And I love it because they observe everybody, so they have a really good scope of knowledge. So that is it. So that is what we'll be talking about when we come back. So that and more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Found an interesting article. I try to read about an hour every single morning about the news of the day regarding nutrition and health, because that's what my life is. And there's a wonderful article on BuzzFeed. Nurses are sharing little signals for patients to spot that show a doctor or therapist will not be helpful. And I'm just going to read a few of these because I found it a little bit enlightening. One, for psychiatrists, if they tell you they can guarantee success, that's a big yellow flag. Good success rates are often possible, but there's still a lot that can't be done in that field. Number two, if your doctor doesn't even give you the basic exam of listening to your heart and lungs, run. RUN is what they say, which is I'm finding so many cases of stories coming to me where a physician or a healthcare practitioner will not do blood work. They will simply let you talk and they're kind of listening. They'll write you the standard prescriptions, which are either steroids, antibiotics, or painkillers. Mm-hmm. And they will say, thank you, see you later. And that is not healthcare. That is not determining what is going on with you. We have to take out of our mindset that these people are here to help us, because they're most of the time they are just robots and they're told what to do. They're told by textbooks on how to prescribe, and they're using drugs that are potentially dangerous. There's a third leading cause of death in this country is pharmaceutical drugs that are supposedly properly prescribed and properly taken. Now, keep in mind, 8,100 drugs have been removed on the marketplace in the past decades because of dangers. Now, these were not dangers revolving around belly aches. Each one of those 8,100 drugs killed thousands of people. How many of those could you name right now? Most people could maybe name two. Mm-hmm. Vioxx was a big one, all the way down the list of thalidomide. But it took years for these things to happen, and every new drug comes out with a parade in front of it of the newest, the greatest, the safest, and the best, always, and also more, most of the time more expensive. So many of those are removed. We are guinea pigs. Do not allow your health physician to treat you as a guinea pig. Do not trust drugs until they've had a long history of usage, not a new one. And then number three by the nurses, doctors who do a lot of yep, after everything you say are probably not listening thoroughly. Like that, yep, because they're just spinning in circles. Number four, mental health-wise, if a therapist says it could be worse, drop them, because that's not the perspective for people who are suffering with hardships in their life. You don't try to make someone feel better by talking about how much worse off someone is. That isn't a healthy option. Five, a red flag. They behave angrily toward you if you want a second opinion. That is not super common, but it's common enough that if that does happen, just stand up and walk out. They work for you. Always remember this. They work for you. Number six, please, please find a new therapist if they use your time to talk about themselves. You know, I've been to therapists back in my day when I was having a lot of issues, not just marital, but also personal. Had about 3 years of pretty significant depression when my daughter was born, when she was about 1 year old to about two or three. And there's a place for those. Skilled listeners who are heartfelt can be amazing to help you through these hard times. But I can't say I had any that talked about themselves, but I will say I've had massage therapists who've talked about themselves during the entire time. I will also say if you have a body worker who's talking about themselves, that's a negative energy because they're not talking positive. They're trying to use you as their therapist.
I don't want you to ask me questions or talk at all if I'm in a massage.
No, not really, but especially if you're having troubles, I don't want to be bombarded by your troubles at that moment because I'm paying you money.
Right.
I want to say something about massage therapy since I just ramble on a lot. I love the whole field of massage therapy. I think it's not a luxury. I think it's almost a mandatory at times, as I did 2 days ago when I was just getting real. You know how some days you just feel cranky and body wise and everything's kind of stiff and you don't know why, and it wasn't from the gym and you don't know if maybe you're getting sick or you're just tired or what. I just, you know what I do? I love regular massage therapists, but I can't do it because my schedule's so crazy. I just go to the mall over there by Joseph A. Banks.
Yeah.
And they do a phenomenal job. And I just always walk away better. I went and got 30 minutes in that chair, or I will do 45 with my feet.
I miss that.
Amazing. Number seven, if a nurse ever tells you casually, you know it never hurts to get a second opinion, alarm bells should be going off in your head, because every nurse has a list of providers we would never let touch our loved ones. So if they're telling you that, read between the lines.
Okay.
Make sure if that nurse says, hey, it wouldn't hurt if you got a second opinion, they can't come right out and say, this man or woman is not of the best quality. I really would not like to see them work on you. They can't say that. They'll lose their job. So read between the lines. Number eight, I'm a social worker who has worked in medical and inpatient psych settings. A major red flag for me is when any provider continually misgenders someone. Someone who can't be bothered to use someone's correct pronouns is not committed to patient care. Number nine, I'm a therapist and people should look for the following. If a therapist seems too gimmicky or knows a lot of stuff with flashy wording in their website, they usually are money hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10, if they are more interested in telling you what's going on with your body instead of listening to your body and symptoms, this is a major flag. And then lastly, ask the nurse about the doctor when it's just them in the room. I like that.
I do too.
If they say something vague, like we have very good providers here, but don't specifically say anything about your specific provider, that's a red flag. I like that. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say one thing?
Go.
I'm going to push back. Not push back. I just want to add two quick things. One, I had a great doctor retired this year, Dr. David Elias. And if he listens to this, shout out to him. He was my doctor for 20-something years. And he had a great, very good bedside manner. Mm-hmm. He would come in, sit down very casual. He started asking you questions. If I was there for something specific, he would ask questions. But a lot of times he would say things, oh, whoa, back up, Clint. Explain that to me. What do you mean by mm-hmm. that? Or he would say, now you said this, what do you mean by that? Get into more depth. In other words, he didn't just go, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. He asked really mm-hmm. hard questions, and he made me, you know, when I told him what I thought it was or what the problem was, he was, why do you think that? Explain that to
me.
So
that. I
know. But the other thing is, because I know we talk about people in the medical field a lot with doctors, and we're getting in sheep and guinea pigs and stuff. But I know you know this, but most doctors go in to the field, not all of them, but most of them, because they care and mm-hmm. they want to do good. But sometimes, because you wear a white jacket, doesn't mean you're not human. Doesn't mean you're not subjective to corporate demands, propaganda, the efficiency of making a dollar. All of those things prey on everybody, no matter how good they are. I want to make sure people understand that at least I, and I know Ed does too, doctors are usually good people.
Yep.
They're just in a system that has a tendency to bend you before it breaks itself. If that makes sense.
It's so perfectly said. And I've said it so often that it's not the people in it. It's the broken system that's breaking the people.
It's almost like politics.
It very much.
You put a great person in politics, and that system's probably going to bend them before the system itself breaks.
That's right. And they're putting so much workload on these physicians. They cannot be the kind of mm-mm. healer that they need to be on a seven-minute visit.
Think about this. My dad, and I think I shared this with you, and I'll give you the floor back, sir, but this is probably a year or two ago. My dad said that it took him for a while to get to the VA, but a certain provider sent a doctor to his house. He had a home visit from a doctor. That's, if you think about how this all started, they would come sit in your house a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. They knew you, your kids, they'd drink a cup of coffee with you. They knew your wife, your surroundings. It was a visit.
Mm.
It was an actual visit, an old-fashioned visit. We don't have visits anymore. No. We have appointments.
Well, that's where we are getting back to that. Dr. Brian Johnson at Nutrition World, actually, he won't come to your house, but when you sit there, it's like you are in his house for 50 minutes for $99, and he is the kindest, most investigative, smart man I have ever dealt in medicine, because being a healthcare professional and or healer is an art as much as a science. One, you have to be very skilled at listening, because our ego and our conscious mind does have a hard time focusing on the other person's words, because we're trying to think of what to say next. And Dr. Johnson is truly a one in a million kind of guy.
Yeah.
Last one mm-hmm. of these lists, I love this one because I know several who fall into this category. Beware of a doctor that gives you everything you ask for, from drugs to tests to procedures. A good doctor is discerning. Mm. You are there to get an expert's help. And so that is a red flag, a big red flag, because they're going to give you things that, one, are unhealthy, because you're, if you ask for it and they just give it to you, then they don't really have your health on the front lines. They just simply don't. I want to say real quickly, there was a study that showed that when they, and it was in another country, but they, I don't know why that would not be done here. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. But what they did is they looked at people who had blood clots, and they took the clot itself and analyzed it. And this was shocking, but over 70% of those people, part of that blood clot was microplastics. Where does microplastics come from? Water.
Oh.
You're drinking water. And in fact, I remember reading people who drink bottled water as their main source. In about 6 months, you've drank enough microplastics to make a half a credit card, at least. That's why you have to be discerning on your water filtration. When they tested water filters, they didn't test the one Nutrition World sells. We have one that's a carafe that I think is the finest water filter ever made. It's about $75. It'll last a person a year, and it's fantastic tasting, but it takes fluoride, takes all the microplastics, takes everything out. But the ones they did test, Brita did take out about 70%. But you know what? Zero water filter actually substantially increased the microplastics. It was the weirdest thing. That has been done on test after test. Zero, which is a very popular, you see it at Target, you see it every place. It didn't decrease it. It increased it by at least double over what it would be out of tap water or out of bottled water. So you got to, again, be an informed consumer and find a team that you trust. People that know their stuff, that you can talk to, not just go into Google or Amazon and read reviews. It takes more than that, because there are so many simple steps in health that can improve your potential for health that are easy. How much harder is it to drink water out of a quality water filter that, like Nutrition World sells for $80, opposed to drinking water out of your tap? Well, it's one tiny 5 second extra effort in the morning.
That's how we grew up, man. Because I grew up, you know what my water source was?
Tap.
The hose.
The hose.
I drank a water hose out front all my life up until I was about, I don't know, got married and had kids. I mean, I ran around drinking it out of straight out of the water. We would stop in front of neighbors' houses as kids, and we'd just walk up and grab the water hose and drink out of it. Nobody got upset with you, but I guess we, you know,
well,
maybe it was different. I don't know.
But I think it was better back then. I do. I don't think it was as bad.
Maybe
We didn't have quite the runoffs and the this, and that. We certainly didn't have Roundup, which was not even invented probably then. And Roundoff is going to be one of the most horrendous things.
Roundup?
Roundup, not Roundoff.
Roundoff, that's what you do in math. Yeah, I'm the professional here, Ed. Just follow my lead.
That's what I said earlier.
Follow my lead.
Well, I may have a little hangover going on. I don't know. makes me recall on the Doritos story, it has been tested to have Roundup.
Really?
In the product. All over the product, and that is on test after test. So not only is Doritos just awful for everything else, and of course it's GMO, it's genetically modified. There's not one single redeeming value in these Doritos, and yet 100 million Americans eat them monthly.
Ed, they're great on pizzas. If you crumble them up and put them on pizzas, they taste great.
That sounds so nasty. My gosh. That does not make me hungry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you get kicked off a health show right here. I don't do it all the time, maybe two or three times a year, you know.
Well, anything of that nature can be addictive. That's why cocaine and meth are addictive. And
Doritos.
And Doritos.
I may have to go to some meetings to get off Doritos.
All right, it is time to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I'd like to read again from the Stoic literature. You know, nobody wants to think about their business failing or their marriage failing apart. Certainly no one heading out on a family road trip wants to think about getting in an accident in the middle, nowhere in the middle of the night, or breaking down in a dangerous neighborhood. But does anyone really want to think about that friendly hookup turning not so friendly? No, you don't. But you must. You must. The great Gavin DeBecker's line from his book Gift of Fear is something like, if you can't imagine it, you can't prevent it. This, of course, precisely what Seneca from the old days spoke about over and over again, that we render today as primo dita malorium. The unexpected blow lands heaviest. I love that. The unexpected blow lands heaviest. Seneca wrote, all the terms of the human lot should be before your eyes. You know, you owe it that to your business, to your kids, to your dreams. Being naive, not wanting to consider the unpleasant, insisting that these kinds of things don't happen to people like you, this doesn't make those things less likely to happen. All it does is make it certain that if they do, you'll be unprepared. You'll be exposed. You'll be on the back foot. Instead, you must seek to be like Epictetus, like a good Stoic parent, boss, leader, who is able to say, whatever happens, ah, yes. This is exactly what I thought might happen, and I am trained, and I am ready for it. Now, this sometimes flies, and this is me talking, flies in the face of whatever you think about is what you always attract. Now, you know, there's some credence to that. I've certainly, and I'm still modestly connected to that philosophy. But then secondly, you can go too far with that philosophy of the Stoics, because then you get anxious and all you do is think about it. You get overcome by anxiety of the negative world. That's not what they're talking about. I really feel that I have found that place, because when I come into a new circumstance of business or whatever, it is very prudent of me, or even from relationships to, friendships to hiring staff to you name it, considering the possibilities of what might happen. And I'm just saying considering. I'm saying not drowning in all the negative, just considering and saying, okay, if this happens, then perhaps I could do this if this happens, and then I put it to rest. I don't ponder it on and on.
But doesn't that give me, at least when I do that, it gives me a sense of that's how I can put it to rest. That's how I can go forward without stressing, because
Bingo.
I'm prepared. There's two things that came to mind when you're reading that. Three real quick, and I'll make these fast. One is Mike Tyson's old quote, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. The surprise punch, right? But the old quote too about the master and the teacher, the teacher and the student. The student says, you talk of peace, but we practice, he was practicing fighting. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. In other words, better to be prepared and yet practicing peace. But if peace is not their solution to it. And then the last thing is the reason we study history is to find out how groups of people over time, whether it's Germany or Italy or the United States, how good groups of people can do evil things. Mm-hmm. If you don't notice what could happen, then you can't notice it as it is happening.
Bingo.
And so those are the three things that popped up when you were reading.
Very good words of wisdom there, Clint. Thank you. And I think actually being prepared energetically actually helps prevent it from happening.
Yeah.
Now, if you focus on it, I think that what you kind of run from, sometimes you attract. So there's a fine line there. I want to move quickly into two last points here. Optimize You. I did a wonderful podcast with him on women's hormones. It should be posted any day on nutritionw.com. Such an epidemic of women who could be living a better quality life if they could do the right hormone management. And people, if you need to get your transmission fixed in your car, you go to somebody who fixes transmissions all the time. You don't go to your regular mechanic, because that's just not what they do. Go to someone who does all day long hormone treatments. Don't go to someone who does it just part-time. That's the only way you're going to get the kind of healthy, safe treatments. And Optimize You is at the lower level of nutrition world. And then lastly, on the fifth shot of COVID, it is becoming more ludicrous with every passing booster shot. This is the fifth shot. They did studies on 8 mice. They have no safety studies. They're recommending it again, as they did the previous ones. Again, yes, it probably does, and I will admit this, lessen the risk of hospitalizations, probably, but at what cost? Myocarditis, which is the heart problem, and micro blood clotting is the second one that is soaring because of the shot, is got to be weighed out in this. It's risk against benefit. Again, maybe if you have two or more risk factors and you can't control those, it may be worth it. But if you can control your risk factors by the use of nutrition and lifestyle and blank, 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 I think it makes common sense to do that and not trust the bad science. Everybody says trust the science. You can only trust honest science. You can't trust bot science. And this, the shots often have been a lot of very miscalculated science to push it on the public, because they think we're all so gullible. But we are, because they've hidden the truth, because they've hijacked the social media content where we used to find the truth, but people who could be honest. All the people who are outspoken about it have been removed.
Elon Musk is back on buying Twitter, though, so there may be some hope for that.
There's going to be some change.
Maybe.
Maybe
we can have both sides of the coin, and we realize that there's not one group of people that own science or the truth now. Maybe all of it should be able to be questioned, mm-hmm. and the best way to stop us from asking questions is give us honest answers.
There you go.
How's that?
And let us decide. And honest comes without censorship. Now, I will say there has to be some kind of monitoring to prevent the crazy, really damaging stuff. But that's where the tough parts come in. How do you manage without censoring? That's a tough place. I don't know the answer. But again, like I've always said, the pendulum always in history have swung back to more normalcy once it's gone to the insane side. So maybe we're swinging back.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be a place we can all point to and go, well, let's agree on that. But it still should be questioned. We ought to be able to question stuff and move on. And there used to be a time we could call stuff silly and other stuff, common sense. Now everything, it's bizarro world in my opinion. Yeah. Everything's up that should be down and down that should be up. So
it's like a bunch of different football teams, and you can only choose one to believe in, and you can't, and all the rest you fight against.
That's why we treat politics now. We got to pick a team and cheer for it and root for it at all costs. And that's not how politics, our health, our government, that's not how the truth should be handled.
Absolutely. Last point of the day is make sure on your electrical appliances, your cell phones and things, move them away 5 feet from your head at night, because they are affecting your sleep. They're affecting some of the ability to get to sleep. It's just a known fact. I wouldn't want to be out in the world without a cell phone. I love my technology, but the truth is that these things can be lessening our health. So keep that in mind. And everybody, know that you must take control of your health. Don't leave it up to someone else. If you are, you're becoming a victim. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CH Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening and be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.